And while you're looking at that, go ahead and turn to 1 Kings chapter 3. I should have mentioned that first. 1 Kings chapter 3. And then we'll look back in Proverbs 22. But 1 Kings chapter 3 and then Proverbs chapter number 22. But God is good. Amen. All the time. I'll tell you, if you could see what I've seen, and I know you have, but as you see how God is, and Miss Penny, she knows how God provides the needs of our church, this building especially, and so, and how God has intervened and done for us what we couldn't do for ourselves. Amen. And we had a fellow gave us an estimate of over $40,000 just for a sound system. We had another fellow come in and we just lost track of him. I don't know what happened. And then this other fellow showed up and he's going to do the job for about $15,000. And that's a nice sound system we're going to have. TVs and a new speaker system and things of this nature. It's going to be real nice once it gets done. So I hope you'll pray. Look, if you would, please, Proverbs 17, and we'll be back to Proverbs 22. You'll be old one day. Don't be making fun of old people. I love old people. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 22:17, if you would please. We begin this message last week talking about words of the wise. Bow down thy heart and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge, for it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips, that thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sinned unto thee. Father, would you have mercy tonight? Have mercy on your servant here tonight. And these men and women, their servants as well, Lord, we are here to serve you unashamedly. Lord, we are risking our very lives because we believe this is where we need to be. And so, Father, tonight, please, God, send the Spirit of God. We know He's here in us. We know He's everywhere around us. But we sure need it upon us tonight that we might hear what He has to say. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We began this message last week entitled it, Words of the Wise. Of course, humanly speaking, the wisest man that's ever lived, and I'm talking about 100% man. We know Jesus was 100% man, but he's also 100% God. But the wisest man that's ever lived next to Jesus Christ wrote this book of Proverbs. Now, I want you to look to 1 Kings chapter 3. I want you to see something tonight. Why was Solomon the wisest man that ever lived? Well, many of you already know this, okay? But there are some here tonight that maybe don't know this and know the importance of this truth. I want you to see it, if you would please, in verse number 5. Now, Solomon has been made king already of Israel. in verse 5, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask, what shall I give thee? Well, what in the world would we ask for if we knew God was saying, what do you want, Jim? Whatever you want, buddy, you got it. Huh? What about that, huh? Amen. And notice, and Solomon said, thou hast showed in thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in upright of heart with thee, and thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son, that's the Solomon, to sit on his throne as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or how to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Notice, give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad, and who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked thy life for thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Notice, lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall arise any like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that man shall not be among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways and keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then will I lengthen thy days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream, and he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant, offered up burnt offerings, offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. I said Solomon was the wisest man. Why? Because Solomon asked for wisdom. God said, if you like wisdom, ask for it, and I'll give it to you. I won't hold back. I'll give it to you. And so God gave Solomon wisdom to carry out his job. Notice, he did not ask God to do his job for him. He asked God to give him wisdom to do his job. Amen? Amen. This morning, I was struggling a little bit. And I read my Psalms, and I said, Lord, I sure need to hear something just for me this morning. And I read my five Psalms, and I got some good stuff out of it and got encouraged. And, you know, the Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. But I'll be honest with you, I just didn't get that punch that I was looking for. So I'm getting dressed, and I had on Fox News, and there was a fellow on there. He's a young black fellow. I say he's probably 35, maybe. He's head of an organization called Voices for Trump. voices for Trump. He's a Christian boy. You can tell he's a Christian. And he said this. He said, we cannot destroy our history because we learn from our history. We learn from our mistakes. And here's what he said. He said, the children of Israel, they made mistakes. How do we know? Because God gave us the Old Testament to show us how the children of Israel lived and the mistakes that they made. And sure enough, God gave me that punch I was looking for. You say, what do you mean? Well, I was having my doubts about the finances of the building, about the building itself. I'm having my doubts. You just don't, you'd have to be standing here to understand what I'm talking about. And I thought about the children of Israel. Remember, the Bible says they did not enter into his rest because they wavered in their faith. They did not believe his promises. They wavered in their faith, and they did not enter into his rest. Remember, the whole generation died in the wilderness because their faith wavered. They didn't enter into his rest. And God gave me that punch. He said, son, just keep believing. Just keep your faith that I'm God and that I will provide every need. Amen. 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 I talked to an inmate this afternoon. I hope you'll pray for him. His name is Furman Richardson. He and I have been pen paling now for about 2 years. I've got a letter I just got from him on my desk. He said, preacher, he said, you know, when he told me this afternoon or this morning when we were talking, he said, you know, when I came up here, he said, I thought, Lord, I don't like this place. He's in the mountains of North Carolina. He's been in prison over 30 years. He said, I don't like this place. And he said, God, I want to get out of here. And he said, you remember, preacher? He said, God got me out of here. And he said, it wasn't gone long, and sure enough, they brought me right back here. And I'm saying, Lord, what in the world are you doing? And here's what he told me. He said, you know, we don't have one case of the virus where I'm at right now. Not one case. He said, we've been quarantined now since this thing broke. And he said, we don't have one case. I've been thinking, here's what he said. He said, it just tickled me pink. That's what he said. He said, I got thinking about it. He said, God knew what he was doing the whole time. We're talking about wisdom. Amen. We're talking about the words of the wise. Let's look at the words of the wise real quickly. Most of this we covered last week, but I want to finish up the message. Look in chapter 22, verse 17. Notice what it said. Bow down thine ear and hear the words of the wise. The words of the wise, number one, I mentioned this last week, are to be heard. Amen? Are to be heard. Notice something else he said, the same verse. He said, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. So the words of the wise are not only to be heard, but they are to be applied to our life. Amen? Notice what he said in verse 18. He said, for it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. The words of the wise are to be kept within us. I mentioned last week. Psalm 119, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, a light in my path. Thy word is a heat in my heart that I might not sin against God. And here's where I stopped at. Look there, if you would please, verse 18 again. He said, for it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. And I stopped here with this point last week. The words of the wise will help us have a pleasant and peaceful life. A lot of people today looking for a pleasant life. A lot of people today looking for a peaceful life. Do you know there are homes where there's fussing and fighting and cussing and hell raising? And listen, I was raised, listen, I love my mom and daddy, but I've seen my mama throw things at my daddy. I've seen my daddy throw things at my mama. I've heard him cuss her and call her every name in the book and heard the same thing. Friend, that ain't no way to live. And thank God if we'll take the words of the wise, apply them to our life, we can have a pleasant and peaceful life. Let's pick up now where we left off real quickly. Notice verse number 19. That thou, say it with me, trust may be in the Lord. Proverbs 22:19. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. My next point is the words of the wise increase our trust in the Lord. That word trust, it means a firm belief or confidence in the honesty, integrity, and reliability of another person or thing. It means faith. It means to rely upon. There have been times that I've told my wife, my wife, she don't like to spend money. She really don't like to spend money. She's very good, and I thank God for that. I mean, you know, and I have to encourage her, honey, buy you something, spend some money, do something. And I tell her, I've told her this many times, and this is the word I've used. I said, honey, I trust you explicitly. That word explicitly means fully or completely. I'm glad I don't live with somebody I got to worry about whether they get money out of my wallet or not, or you know what I mean, or whether they're going to go out and have a big heyday and spend everything we got in the bank. Amen. Listen, I know my wife loves me. I know she loves our family. I know she loves our church family, and she would not do anything on purpose to hurt us. You know, I want to trust the Lord that way. I want to trust God explicitly. As much as I believe that about my wife, she could do something crazy. Right? Right? And I could do something crazy. But God will never, and will never, and can never do anything crazy. Amen? Listen, we need to trust the Lord. I told Anthony, we were talking last week about something, and I said, Anthony, and I was talking about the building. Listen, I hope you don't think I'm belly aching and complaining. I am not belly. God is going to build that building. God is building that building. Amen. And He's going to pay for it. You say, how? I don't know. That's faith. Amen. But, amen. Faith is the things unseen. Amen. I may have to die and get a little piece of money to the church to pay for it. I don't know, but it's going to pay for it. I told him, I said, Anthony, oftentimes when I read the book of Psalms, I see these words or something along this line. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. In my concordance, over 50 times, you'll find those words or something similar. In Psalms alone, trust in the Lord. Words of the wise are to increase our trust in the Lord. Amen. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Amen. Now, friend, I want to tell you something. You can worry or you can pray. But it's hard to worry and pray. And if you worry and pray, you better check up and see if you're really getting your prayers through. Amen? Amen. So number five, the words of the wise increase our trust in the Lord. Look in verse 20, real quickly. Notice, have not I written to thee excellent things in counsels and knowledge? The words of the wise show us the way to excellence. Now, some of you older folks can say amen right now. In just a minute, you can say amen. Young people don't know anything about excellence. Amen. They don't know anything about doing a good job. Amen. They don't know anything about, a lot of them don't know anything about showing up on time. Amen? Excellence. Notice, have not I written to thee excellent things? Listen, the words of the wise will show you the way to excellence. Matthew Henry, he said, listen to what he said, I want you to get it. The excellent things which God has written to us are not like the commands which the Master gave to His servants, which was intended for the benefit of the Master, but like those the Master gives to His scholar, which is benefit to the scholar, God. Gives us this way to excellence. God gives us this way to excellence. Notice what it says. These things in counsels and knowledge. These things are written to us that we might have confidence and communion with God. Excellent things in counsels and knowledge. Listen, when you live in the truth that God is in charge, that God loves me, that God will not cause me any harm that I can't handle, and that He won't get me through, then you can be like Foreman Richardson, over 30 years in prison. I wish you could have heard him. He said it not once, not twice, but three times. Just tickled me pink when I realized that God was in control. Excellent things. You can claim Romans 8:28. That says all things work together for good. Good to them that love the Lord. Amen. Amen is right. Listen. Excellent things in counsels and knowledge. That word counsels and knowledge means advice and wisdom. Number seven, real quickly. The words of the wise show us the way to truth. Notice in verse 21, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth. Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." Boy, we live in a bad, bad place today. People lie all the time. I mean, look at you dead square in the eyeball and lie to you the whole time. I wrote this down. Those that do not read and heed God's word. Now listen to this. You may think this is true or not. It is true. What you're just speaking to hear me say is truth. Those that do not live a life of reading and heeding God's word are living wasted lives. Full of falsehood. How do you know, preacher? Well, the devil's a liar and the father of all lies. And the truth's not in him. Somebody lies to you all the time, they're controlled by the devil. If they lie to you, and you know them, you know who they are, I got them to lie to me, you got them to lie to you, you got them to have lied to you, looked you dead square in the eyeball and lied to you, knowing the whole time they were lying, straight out of the pit of hell. People, listen, that live a life without heeding and reading God's word are living wasted lives full of falsehood. Think about your life before Christ. Think about it. Thought you had the world by the tail. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Listen to me. I don't care how much money a person makes. I don't care how much material things they've got. If they live a life without reading and heeding the Word of God, they're living a life of falsehood. Listen, I know young people right now, young couples right now, where the world's looking good. Money is looking good. Materialism looking good. And how many of my hands up, you know that ain't where life is all, that ain't what life's all about. Amen. Real quickly, we're going to close. Number 8. I like this. Verse 21. That I might make thee know the certain of the words of truth, that thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that sin unto thee. The words of the wise are to help us live lives that are useful and serviceable to others. Matthew Henry, listen to what he said here again. Knowledge and wisdom is given to us to do good with, that others might light their candles at our lamps, that we may in our place serve our generation according to the will of God, and those that make conscious of keeping God's commandments will be best to give a reason of the hope that is in them. The words of the wise are to help us live our lives that are useful and serviceable to others. Jerry Falwell, he's dead now. He's in heaven. Had a heart attack at his desk They walked in and he was dead. Just like that. But Jerry Falwell built a great church in Lynchburg, Virginia. People thought it was crazy. He built buildings, built schools, built universities. Their theme song was, "We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He's never failed us yet." Sometimes when my faith gets a little bit wavering, amen, sometimes when I say, "Brother Jim, Lord, what in the world? What in the world?" I sat back in my office this morning. The sound man came by. Like I said, he's going to do for us just about, well, way less than half of what the other. Oh, he's not going to have brand new equipment. It's going to be resurfaced, reworked stuff. He knows. He's guaranteeing it. He said, "It'll work." And I sat back there in my office today, and we wrote him a check. I told him, I said, "Brother, I said, we really wouldn't expect to pay in you now. We really expect to pay in you later, before, after we got the sheetrock and after we got the painting and after we got the insulation. But we had to buy all that stuff before he can put it up. He's not going to put it up. We don't pay for it." Amen. Now, we didn't pay him for his labor. He started on it today, but I said all that to say this. Listen, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. Amen. And you've done the same thing, friend. He's never failed you yet. I mean, and now if you'd like to come up here and stand here behind this Facebook and tell everybody here that God's failed you, come on, anybody, that God has failed you, ain't nobody taking that offer, because it don't happen, friend. He never fails. My wife may let me down, I may let her down. It can happen. But He'll never let me down, her down, or you down, or this church down. As long as we are following the precepts of His Word, leaning on the Lord. I'm not talking about foolishness. What we're doing out here is nothing foolish, friend. This is a God-called need, and God's providing, and He has, and He will. Right now, we need about $20,000 to wrap this thing up. But it's going to come. Amen? It's going to come. Amen? Because I know how to drive a getaway car. Lord, I'm on Facebook. I didn't say that. I'm just kidding, y'all. I'm just kidding. I'll send Brother Dave. Amen? Let's bow our heads. Words of the wise that will be heard, that will be applied, that will be kept within us, that will help us have a pleasant, peaceful life, that will increase our trust in the Lord, that will show us the way to excellence, that will show us the way to truth, and then that will help us live lives that are useful and serviceable to others. Bless Your word, Father. Bless Your word. Bless Your people. Bless this offering. Bless these men and women here tonight. Bless our church, Lord. God, don't let anybody leave here thinking that preacher, he's just discouraged. No, I'm not discouraged. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. My faith is in you. My eyes on the sparrow. And Lord, we thank you, Father, for your blessings. And bless the offering, bless us as we go home. Keep us safe. Bring us back Sunday. Give us a God day. Lord, help us tomorrow as we make some visits. Try to give out the old story of Jesus and his love. And we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.